This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. I was feeling myself yesterday, Danny. I was feeling good for our listeners. I was ready to come into the studio with about 3.5 minutes left in yesterday's game and play a little Hall & Oates, play a little Double Guns Monday, enjoy a victory day after show where we just screamed about how competitive the Redskins were in a tough environment. And then the end of game sequence happened that we will be talking about for a long time. By the way, Kirk Cousins is on the show at 11, 57 minutes from now. We're going to drill deep on the intentional grounding. He was asked about it after the game yesterday. So was Jay Gruden. Both of their answers, frankly, were a little bit convoluted and didn't make a ton of sense. That's why we have Kirk on the show. So we'll have more of a chance to discuss with him that sequence, which soiled what was a brilliant performance by him, by this offense, Samaje Perine going for a bill, Redskins racking up 400 yards, 30-plus points, their highest point total since last December against Chicago, and it was all for naught because they lose a game they had in their grasp.
Yeah, the losers losered. That's what they do. And that's, you find a way to reach your watermark. And that's what a loser organization does. For the seventh time in 9 years, they are either 3-6 or three and seven or 4-6 through 10 games. And a couple times they've had miracle runs and have counted on that as the corner turning, et cetera. I know that lots of parts of the operation are better, and that's all well and good. I'm out of venom. I'm out of frustration. I'm out of the fire and brimstone and the anger and I can't believe this or that. And we can mumble our platitudes and talk about one play away and whatever else. I just, it's exhausting, man. And I'm now to the point where they can't hurt me anymore. They can't hurt me anymore. I'm over getting my hopes up. I'm over trying to do what, God bless Eric Bickle, has been doing this for longer than I have, has some sort of meandering path through the maze where two teams have to lose, one team has to sacrifice a goat, and you know you have to look at the stars a certain way, and then if you backdoor your way into the playoffs, you get some kind of satisfaction out of it. This is the only organization that over the last 26 years has not won 11 games in a season, and we're here again. I know that there are other – I know why. I know the injuries. I'm aware of all the information. I'm not alone in some weird rock just Googling what their scores are and what the result of the record is. It's just another year where the corner hasn't been turned. At a certain point, teams luck into great seasons. The Redskins haven't. It's really uncanny and amazing.
Well, they have
and staggering.
Lucked into great seasons.
They haven't. They haven't won a playoff game.
They won seven consecutive games, got a really lucky run in 2012. They got a hot, good, lucky run with some bounces in 2015, as recently as a couple of years ago when they won the division. I mean, they've had those years, too. They haven't had a 12-4 or 13-3 year.
I'm talking about meaningful seasons where you build something, where you're now good. It's not just a fluke, a flash in the pan.
I think they
are
building something.
Yeah, I know you do. And you're going to hate me this week. You're going to be sick of me this week. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, it's the fall, so that tends to happen.
Yeah, because they
lose
again. You
feel really bad for yourself every time they
right.
lose.
And you're going to do this, and that's fine. I'm willing to accept it. They're 3-7 or 4-6 for the seventh time in the last 9 years. Even the years that are good, they do this. This is exasperating. I'm not doing it anymore. Let's delve deep and figure out why. I know why. We all know the information. They're injured. The defense.
We shouldn't figure out why. We shouldn't analyze. We shouldn't provide perspective. We should just pout.
No, we're going to do our jobs.
Okay.
Just know that they're losers. This is a loser organization. This is what losers do. They find a way to get to their watermark.
Is Chris Thompson a loser?
He is now.
Blocking downfield, breaking his foot yesterday.
Great big loser. Big
really?
Fat loser. He plays for the Redskins. Everyone who plays for the Redskins
Samaje
is a loser.
Samaje Perine was a loser yesterday. First chance he's gotten going for 100 yards.
Enormous loser.
Really? Kirk Cousins is a loser.
He is now. Plays for the Redskins.
322 yards, three touchdowns, out through Drew Brees yesterday.
Nice ball game for him. Loser.
Jamison Crowder, seven catches for 72, stepped up big late.
Really, really nice. A couple moments for him. Really, really good. Loser.
DJ Swearinger, great interception, played his butt off, calling people out all game long.
Yeah.
Leading powwows on Wednesday and Thursday at Redskins Park. He's a loser.
Showing, looking at D'Angelo Hall, going, oh, I thought you were going that way. I was going that way on another two-minute drive at the end of half.
Because they didn't win the game, though.
Because they find ways to lose. Grant,
because
it's not about
they
this.
Didn't win the game,
again,
though.
You can condescend me all we want. You're going to hate me this week. I'm telling you right now. They're 4-6 again. And I know why. We've gone over why.
They have beaten Seattle, and they've beaten the Rams.
I'm aware.
They have hung toe-to-toe with the Saints.
Yes, they did.
They have gone step-for-step with the Chiefs. They have now gone step-for-step with, a week ago, the Vikings.
Minnesota.
Who are 8-2 and mm-hmm. the second-best team in the NFC. They had the football with a chance to go win the game against the Eagles.
Absolutely.
Who are they 9-1 now? I mean, that team doesn't lose after last night. They just throttled Dallas. I guess my issue, my frustration is, and it isn't with, quote-unquote, the media. I mean, you are part of the media. But I do think that's part of it. In general, in this town, when the team gets close, we don't acknowledge it. We just lump everything together. Like, I say the same thing with the Nationals and the Capitals. It's not this group's burden. It's not Jay Gruden's burden that there have been 26 years without 11 losses. But
sure,
your
Jim Zorn wasn't his fault.
Thesis today is how it's been a quarter century and you deserve 11 wins. And that's fair. You do deserve 11 wins. Or, you know, fans deserve 11 wins who don't punt with six games left. But that said, Danny, I think to not acknowledge how hard this team plays every week Jay Gruden.
They played really hard.
The fact that you do a lot of good things now that you didn't used to do, that you can cushion the blow from injuries better than you did previously. In the past, this type of schedule and this type of injury situation leads to the 5-11 fiasco you predicted
mm-hmm.
and a 3-13 season that we have seen very recently. And that is not going to happen this year. Worst case scenario, they might go 7-9. That is worst case, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's 3-3 down the stretch with all the injuries. That makes sense.
Very much more likely that they go 8-8 or 9-7 with all of the things that have gone on. Now, that isn't to say that everyone should be feeling good about themselves today. You should be allowed to wallow, and you should be allowed to be sad, just like everyone at home should be frustrated. It's Monday. You don't have as much time to do that because you got another game coming on Thursday, so you got to hit the switch pretty quickly. But I hope that you can acknowledge that they are close. Like, I feel this way. I really believe this. For the first time, you go back and pull the audio every single year of me predicting their win-loss record. I can see a path next year to this team being an 11 or 12 win team with a schedule that will not be as arduous, presumably, when it comes out because you're going to be a third place finisher.
Mm-hmm.
If you just have a normal season on the injury front, just normal, I think that they are that close. When you get your pieces back and you have another draft and free agency to improve this defense, I have not felt like that at any point in the last 20 years. I've always kind of felt like going into seasons, they're just not that good. You know, maybe they can get hot and get to 9-7, but this roster is not that good. I genuinely believe strides have been made, and I think a lot of reasonable fans feel that way. I wonder if that's the general consensus in temperature after yesterday, but that was the most painful loss of the year. I don't know when the last time a loss was that painful. The Giants game, I guess, week 17 last year?
Yeah.
But they stunk in that game, and you kind of knew the whole time they were going to lose after the game started. This was more of a, oh my gosh, it's happening. Like, you start to believe. You go in thinking they're going to lose. Josh Doctson's mossing people. He can play. Samaje Perine's running all over the place. He can play. Kirk Cousins is lighting it up. He can play. I mean, everything's good. Everything's 72 and sunny. DJ Swearinger's picking people off. Minuski's making adjustments. Saints are going five straight drives without a touchdown. And then it all comes crashing down. That was as painful a loss to wear, if you're a Redskins fan, as I can remember.
Yeah, it's a mixture of inability and incompetence down the stretch. Every decision compounded itself. A ridiculous challenge from Jay Gruden where you knew they were going to need a timeout. Just everything about it was mismanaged,
that was
bungled,
a bad challenge,
et cetera. But there's also so much good, as you alluded to. But that's been the story. You could have written an article about yesterday, changed names, and found the same thing with Norville Eugene Turner back in the mid to late 90s, where, they're so close, if they just keep the band together, et cetera, et cetera.
But
where you and I disagree is how close they are.
Will you acknowledge that they are, this right now, this run under Jay Gruden is better than it's been since
Gibbs.
Gibbs 2.0?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a decade ago.
Yeah. And they've shown you how stable they are by a bunch of 1-year deals, They can't figure out the quarterback situation. They're going to have to overpay to keep him if they want, or they're going to go take a violent step backwards as he goes to play for somebody else because he's already got his eyes in another locale. Maybe they're on Redfin trying to figure out what things look like in Jacksonville or Arizona or Denver, et cetera. All the stability we're supposed to be operating under because they're this close. Well, the stability went out the door when they couldn't handle Scott McLuhan. I don't see this path to greatness that's supposed to happen. We're going to count on Jordan Reed being healthy for five games a year again, and that's your best weapon. Their receivers are on either
so
one-year deals.
What is kind of your thought then? Your plan?
This is a loser organization.
We
that's
got
my
that
first
part.
Thought.
I get it.
Yeah. So my plan to greatness is have an actual general manager. Don't let Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder make football decisions.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I know it's not, and that's my point. This is doomsday. This is the same thing again. I understand the reasons this year. Each year has its own different story. One year was Mike Shanahan couldn't get along with Dan Snyder. One year it was Jim Zorn was overmatched. One year it was Greg Williams had too much power 10 years ago. One year it was Joe Gibbs shouldn't have taken a back seat to Al Saunders. Every year there's a new explanation. When a loser organization finds ways to get to what they are, where you're for the seventh time in 9 years, you're at the exact same spot.
It's just funny to me. You pick them to lose by two touchdowns. They lead by 15 points in the fourth quarter in a game they shouldn't. They outplay the Saints for much of the day.
They did.
And you come out of the game, you should be disappointed, sad, furious, all those things, but basically saying that this group can't do it.
If they were outclassed the entire way, which is what I had on paper, right? And that's why, again, why they don't do what we do on paper. They go out and play the games. I would go, yeah, they're just short in this personnel department. They miss Jordan Reed. They miss this guy. They miss that guy. They showed you how capable they are. They showed you how capable they are, and then they showed you how incapable they are in the same set of 60 minutes. They showed you that this organization is just not ready to take that step that everybody seems to think is coming. It just showed you that if you'd been better off in one of those two-minute drives just taking a knee and trying to kick a 55-yarder. Instead, you get the false starts on this new guy. They find a way to screw up. And that's almost worse. I'd almost rather bottom out because then you know that you're not that good. They're so exasperating in the sense that there's a lot of belief in that building out there in Ashburn that, oh, we're so close, we've arrived. And people wanted pats on the back? I was like, backs on the pats. That's not even a thing. They wanted pats on the back after going 8-7-1. And they wanted to walk around like their ass doesn't stink.
I don't know if that's fair.
I do think it's fair. They wanted all this credit. A lot of people wanted a lot of credit after what happened. And a lot of promotion. A lot of the same guys that have been there for so long.
Continuity,
all of a sudden
which we
got it right.
For, which we say is what the good teams do. Continuity.
Yeah, a lot of continuity when you're blowing guys out. You let 2,000-yard receivers go. You let your general manager, that Italian Vader, go.
The front office.
Yeah, continuity's not great when you have Bruce Allen doing it.
Scott McLuhan, which you shouldn't have done. We've covered that. But they've kept the guys together who have drafted and developed and improved the talent to the point where you can be around 500 suffering as many key injuries as anybody else. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. Let's do this. 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. We'll open up the phones for the first time today. Let's give out some game balls and some gassers next. Also, your initial reactions to how yesterday unfolded. Just a roller coaster of emotions and a loss.
Grant and Danny for our pals at EMP 180 Weight Loss. Had my check-in this past week, GP. Now, a little behind the scenes. I'd put on a couple different pounds, right? I've been going back into the real world as a graduate, and I was making a couple decisions I thought were okay. We found out, you know what? They're not okay. Put on a few pounds. Got myself right back on track. That's the difference. That's the EMP 180 weight loss difference. It's not about just a crash diet and getting down and then putting 50 pounds back on. It's about maintaining a lifestyle. I drop back to exactly where I want to be, and I know how to do it thanks to EMP 180.
That's right. EMP 180 weight loss has changed our lives. I've lost about 70 pounds. Danny's down 40 pounds. Collectively as a show, we're healthier, we're in better shape than we've been since we were in high school and college. It's crazy. Get on board. Lose some weight, get healthier, extend your life with EMP 180 Weight Loss. Your program will be different than ours. You got to go to their website, emp180weightloss.com, or call them today.
855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Get in touch with them. Take control of your life. EMP 180 Weight Loss.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.